This is Earth and Sky. Acid rain happens when pollutants are washed out of the air by rain or snow.
These pollutants make the rainwater acidic, hence the name acid rain. The water ends up in streams and lakes and poisons aquatic life. For example, in the past two decades, some streams in the George Washington and Jefferson National Forests in Virginia have been degraded by acid rain. At first, the deep forest soils acted like a sponge, absorbing some of the pollutants.
But as more pollutants accumulated, the land wasn't able to hold it all in. More and more of the acidic water ran off into streams where it killed fish and insects. During the past 10 years, efforts have been underway to restore a few of these streams. Researchers have been adding limestone to the water. The limestone neutralizes the acid.
And the limestone treatments have worked. Fish and insects have recolonized these restored habitats. But the treatments, which have to be repeated every 5 years, are just a band-aid. Acid rain is still degrading many other streams. Researchers say that we need an 80% reduction in air pollution to reverse this trend. Otherwise, they say, approximately half the trout streams in forested areas will probably be lost in 40 to 50 years.
That's our show for today. Special thanks to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.